peace of mind. Is it really my original state? Peace of mind. Such attractive words. But if it's true, then why do I not feel that peace of mind in my daily life? Always. Peace of mind. Would be such a lovely space from which to make decisions, choices, and take on my responsibilities. Peace of mind would be such a safe space for creating feelings and responses. Peace of mind would keep me free from old patterns and behaviors, emotions which betray my highest truth. How wonderful to imagine that peace of mind. Is my original state of being. So where is it? How to reach that original truth within. Actually, it's very easy. With one thought, I can reach the original and eternal true state within. But I have to think that thought to the exclusion of any other. As I sit and prepare myself for morning meditation with the back straight, eyes open, focusing on the yogi in front, I might find that my mind is filled with many thoughts. I might find that I'm not able to stop these thoughts or channel them down to one. So in preparation, let us imagine the mind as a stream. Can you imagine your everyday mind as a stream? Be very honest about this. What does the stream of your mind look like, generally speaking? Is it smooth flowing, quiet, clean? Or is it fast, crashing about, muddy? Does it move along, flowing, or is it stuck, sluggish, turning round and round in some places? Do this exercise of imagining the stream of your mind, your daily mind. And be very honest. Is it clean, fresh smelling? Is it clear? Can you see straight to the bottom? Or is it cloudy and stale smelling? Be honest. Because when you do this, you will notice three things. Firstly, for most of us, you will not find yourself inside that stream. Most of us find ourselves on the side of the stream, watching, being the observer. This is a truth. I am not my thoughts. I am separate from this stream of my mind. I am the observer of my thoughts. And secondly, if there's anything about this stream of my mind that I do not appreciate, I do not favor, I don't have to stand here. I do not have to stand here by the stream of this mind. I am free. And thirdly, when I'm ready, I can turn slowly, turn my back on the stream of this mind, and face a whole landscape, an inner world, surrounding this stream of the mind. And I do this now. And I find myself facing a huge, unbordered, unlimited landscape, as if beautiful nature all around. And I step into this nature, enjoying a beautiful blue sky, quiet hills, valleys, beautiful, untouched countryside of the innermost self. Just walking, enjoying the incredible, gentle silence, and I'm leaving the stream of the mind far behind. If any thoughts from that stream pull your attention, remind yourself that you are not your thoughts. You are separate. And you temporarily have turned your back on that stream. And free, you are enjoying something else. Wow. wide open. Original nature. You notice a well and as you approach this well you notice the incredible beauty all around it, flowers, green, and a soft golden light from the sun above. The waters inside the well are crystal clear and sparkling. As the golden rays of the sun touch it, everything in this scene speaks of peace. There is such depth to the waters in this well, and yet such stillness. You cup your hands and drink from these still deep waters. What does it feel like to fill yourself with such stillness and golden peace. Come, rest yourself by the side of this great innermost pool. Of still, deep, golden peace. Now, in the way we often do, lean over these waters to catch a glimpse of yourself in the way that water does reflect. And see, the only thing reflecting back is this wonderful sparkle. Look. Look into the stillness of these golden waters here. So far away from the stream of the mind. Look, and you will see your original state of being, the beautiful, sparkling being of light, still, deep, peaceful. Wonderful feeling, an introduction to the great beauty that lies within, originally and eternally. No matter what my mind is up to, here, beyond the mind, in the wonderful, unlimited nature of my true self, there is only this gentle silence. Peace, purity, and a feeling of well-being that roots the soul. Wonderful. To choose now to bring that light, that peace and well-being into every choice I make and every decision and response. I can do this because this is who I really am. I am a being of great peace and divine light. This whole expanse of wondrous nature, so filled with fragrance and beauty, this is me. This is who I really am. All I have to do is nothing. All I have to do is just be, but I have to be here, beyond the mind, at the still point, the deep, with one thought, I can reach. Simply, who am I? Who am I? I am. Beautiful, peaceful, sparkling, being of light. Practice this if anything else calls you, distracting you from your original state, just remind yourself of the truth. I am a peaceful soul. I am a being of pure divine light. Enjoy yourself.
May truth be beside you, truth be before you. May truth be the vision in eyes that see you, in ears that hear you. May truth never part. Light be your laughter, light be your smiling, light be your truth. May light be your first love in all that you honor, in all that you worship. May light be your home in all that you say, in all that you do. May nothing but love.
This morning, we have a very special opportunity for practicing our original state of being. Like yesterday, there will be a walk following this morning's meditation, but it shouldn't be a walk in an ordinary way. Let it be a walk in which you, the soul, do not lose yourself whilst walking. And so the sparkle, the rays, and the waves of peace accompany you and are shared with all those around. The walk will be in silence while you practice this. But further, this morning's breakfast will also be in silence. Can you do it? Be in action. Be in life. Be with others, but sharing from these most original energies of your truth. That's the practice of this morning's walk and this morning's breakfast. When you're ready, you may stand and enjoy yourself in motion. Om Shanti.